Art Terrence Ross played 2 years for Washington, Roten just for one. What do you think about them leaving for the NBA?
Well, I think Ross is ready. I think he's going to be a solid pro, probably 8 to 10 years. He's physically mature. He's got some, you know, muscle to put on, but he's got a more complete game that I think can be effective almost right away in the NBA. Tony Roten, no. Too many holes. And he has been one of the most polarizing figures I've seen in Washington in recent years, at least among fans. He does the spectacular very well. He's just a very dynamic player. But he's also got some real shortcomings in his game. He can't shoot. Kind of a fundamental thing
right.
in basketball. He's got a very weak outside shot, even his mid-range shot. The thing he does really well is rebound his own miss.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's there are players with a knack. He's a very quick jumper, and so he's able to get to the rim, get his rebound, or anybody else's rebound, and put it back in. It's a great little niche talent, but he also can't shoot free throws.
Yeah, that was a big problem in some of the clutch games this season.
Exactly. I think a lot of Husky fans remember that Oregon State game in the Pac-12 tournament where he missed 4 free throws in the final 18 seconds that cost him the game and probably a bid in the NCAA tournament. That sticks with a lot of people who are also upset with Tony and his over-control of the ball and his tendency to break from team play to go one-on-one. And he's been a superstar all his life. Garfield in Seattle, he was an All-State player. And he just tends to be immature in his judgments. So I think for all those reasons, Tony is going to have to sit the bench for a couple, 3 years in the NBA, which is not necessarily the worst thing in the world because you're going to get a guaranteed contract to do so. So I understand his motivations, but he's not going to be a contributor early.
So let's talk a little bit about this NBA rule that puts athletes in college for just a year and then lets them leave.
Yeah, the one and done is a rather controversial rule adopted after the 2005 season to prevent players from jumping straight from high school into the pros. But the motivation behind this rule was that the NBA did not want to have to scout high schools because there's 20,000 high
right.
schools, and they don't want to have to chase around the country going to obscure schools to look at guys who probably aren't ready at age 16 or 17. So they coerced, I would say, with the NCAA to create this rule where a player must go for 1 year of college before he makes himself draft eligible or sit out a year. So the players tend to gravitate to places that will feature their NBA skills, such as the University of Kentucky,
right.
which won the national championship Monday with a group of players that probably would be a decent NBA team all on their own, including Player of the Year Anthony Davis.
And they were all mostly freshmen.
Yes. So the coach, John Calipari, exploits the one-and-done system better than anybody in the country, but it frustrates a lot of fans because they want to get to know a player. They want to see him go through 4 years, but you can't restrain the trade. I don't even think the one-and-done is actually legal, but I think it's a bad rule. I think it should be either 2 years so the kid really gets something out of college and gets something with the team, or zero. Go back to the old way and let the NBA scouts go into high schools. That's their problem, not the kid's problem, because this rule does not benefit the players.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.